From NPR and WBUR, I'm Lisa Mullins in for Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's here and now. And if you look at the 7-day forecast right now for parts of Texas and Oklahoma, rain is in the forecast on 4, maybe even 5 of those days. Another flash flood watch is in effect, and flood warnings remain in effect in many counties across Texas. In Houston, officials say the San Jacinto River has risen to 52 feet. That's nearly 3 feet above its flood stage.
Officials in communities near rivers across the state are asking residents to evacuate their homes. Meanwhile, President Obama went to the National Hurricane Center this morning in Florida to receive the annual outlook for the hurricane season. The center predicts that the 2015 Atlantic season will produce fewer hurricanes than usual. Dr. James Elsner is a professor of geography and a hurricane expert at Florida State University. Professor Elsner, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So what does it mean to have a below normal season predicted when it comes to hurricanes? Does that mean that coastal communities can rest at least a bit easier this year?
No, not really. The forecast is for hurricanes that occur anywhere between Africa and the Caribbean. And so a below average season may mean we'll see fewer hurricanes out near Bermuda, but it doesn't mean we will see fewer hurricanes near the coast.
And does it mean anything about the severity, that if we see fewer in certain regions, then they may be less severe, or at least less severe by the time they get to the coast?
No, not really. The number of storms is somewhat unrelated to how strong they can get. So any storm, any particular storm that does happen to form can get quite intense.
So how does the forecast for this hurricane season compare with the past few?
Well, the past few seasons have not been very active. Last year, we only saw 6 hurricanes. And so we're kind of in a lull in activity. We saw quite a bit of activity in the Atlantic starting in about 1995. And of course, the 2004 and 2005 seasons were very active, especially here in Florida. But the last couple seasons haven't been so active.
What's dictating all of this?
Well, there are a lot of factors, especially on the seasonal time scale. But the most important is what's happening in the central and eastern Pacific, the El Nino phenomena. So when we see an El Nino like we are seeing this year, that tends to produce winds across the Atlantic that blow pretty strong. And these strong winds tend to shear apart any storm that's trying to form.
Can you remind us what El Nino is and what role it plays with hurricanes?
Yeah, well, the El Nino is a warming of the waters along the equatorial Pacific. So normally the waters are fairly cool off the coast of Peru. And that's due to the fact that the waters are coming up from below the surface in that part of the world. When we get an El Nino event, the water actually downwells, goes downward. And so the waters warm up all along the equator from Peru to the central Pacific. And what that does is tend to promote thunderstorms from over this part of the world. So we see more tropical cyclones over the eastern Pacific. And that, again, tends to produce winds that blow across the Atlantic in an unfavorable way for storms in this part of the world.
So with all the terribly severe destruction that we're seeing with storms and flooding in Texas and Oklahoma right now, to what extent are those related to El Nino?
Well, they are related to El Nino to some extent, yes. So what happens is we tend to get a river of air from the El Nino event in the eastern Pacific that moves across the Southwest, including Arizona, New Mexico, and into Texas and Oklahoma. And that river of air is responsible in part for the heavy rains that we've seen across this part of the country. And that river of air is expected to continue through the hurricane season and over the Atlantic and make it less likely for storms to form.
There seems to be an increase in the number of wild weather events and stronger hurricanes. And there are some scientists who say there is a direct link between climate change and the stronger storms. There are others who say, yes, climate change is causing major extremes in the climate, but we can't tie any particular one storm to climate change. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think the fingerprint of climate change on storminess is starting to emerge. And that fingerprint is one of fewer events like fewer rainstorms, but when they do come, they're stronger. We're seeing that not only in the rainstorms, but also in things like hurricanes and possibly even tornadoes. So this is a fingerprint that the scientists are starting to see throughout the world. Fewer, but stronger.
All right. Thank you, Professor James Elsner of Florida State University. Good to speak with you.
You're welcome.